light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. American Conspiracies by Jesse Ventura is a bracing tour through the shadows of modern United States history, delivered in the bold, independent voice of a former governor and media veteran. Drawing on public records, hearings, declassified material, and whistleblower accounts, Ventura organizes a wide range of controversies into an accessible narrative that challenges readers to verify rather than simply believe. He urges careful comparison of timelines, scrutiny of motives, and a steady focus on who benefits when facts are withheld. The book surveys assassinations, secret programs, intelligence breakdowns, disputed elections, and the growth of the security state, while returning to a central theme: citizens deserve transparency and accountability. For readers frustrated by gaps in official reports, this volume functions as both a catalog of unanswered questions and a practical primer on oversight. With plain language and relentless curiosity, Ventura invites skeptics and newcomers alike to revisit the public record and to demand a government that earns public trust by telling the whole truth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a pattern of secrecy and the demand for accountability. Ventura opens with a recurring motif that unites the cases he explores. Secrecy is a feature, not a bug, of modern governance. He highlights how classification, redactions, and procedural barriers can delay or deny access to essential records for decades, leaving the public to rely on summaries rather than source materials. He points to historic examples where later disclosures changed the narrative, such as revelations from the Church Committee era that exposed domestic spying and covert operations, and argues that this pattern should inform how we read current official reports. The chapter frames secrecy as a policy choice with real civic costs, because it impedes oversight by the press, courts, and Congress. Ventura contends that only robust transparency practices can deter abuse, including faster declassification schedules, stronger protection for whistleblowers, and independent commissions with subpoena power. Throughout, he stresses practical habits for readers: request documents, compare primary sources to press accounts, and look for timeline inconsistencies. By emphasizing method over belief, Ventura positions the book as a case for structural accountability rather than a catalog of unfalsifiable claims. Secondly, assassinations and contested investigations. A major section revisits high-profile assassinations, including those of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm X, along with later cases like Senator Paul Wellstone. Ventura reviews the official findings and then catalogs contested points that scholars, journalists, and witnesses have raised over the years, from chain of custody gaps and ballistic ambiguities to missing files and delayed releases. He notes how early investigative choices often set the trajectory for what later becomes the canonical story, and how commissions can be constrained by limited mandates or time pressure. The book underscores a core civic issue rather than retelling every theory. When material evidence remains sealed, destroyed, or inconsistently archived, public confidence erodes. Ventura advocates for full disclosure of remaining files, independent forensic reinvestigations where feasible, and standardized evidence handling to avoid repeating past mistakes. He does not ask readers to accept alternate scenarios on faith. Instead, he urges examination of the known record, fresh interviews, and transparent peer review of forensic claims. The takeaway is less a definitive verdict than a call to finish incomplete work and to normalize openness in politically sensitive cases. Thirdly, September 11th questions and the national security state. Ventura devotes significant attention to September 11th, focusing on the difference between unresolved questions and settled conclusions. He surveys issues that have fueled public debate, such as intelligence warnings that preceded the attacks, confusion around air defense response timelines, and the limited scope and resources of the initial inquiry. He argues that the scale of policy change following the attacks, from wars abroad to expanded surveillance at home, heightens the need for comprehensive transparency. The book links these questions to broader civil liberties concerns, including secret court proceedings, watch lists with limited due process, and expansive secrecy claims under national security exemptions. Ventura calls for full release of relevant records, protection for insiders who come forward, and independent review panels with technical expertise in engineering, aviation, and intelligence operations. He consistently frames the topic as a matter of accountability, not a prepackaged theory, emphasizing that democratic legitimacy depends on a complete public record. By placing 9/11 within the longer history of emergency powers and secrecy, he invites readers to weigh extraordinary government authorities against the constitutional norms they are meant to protect. Fourthly, elections, voting technology, and political power. Another thread examines election integrity, with a focus on the close presidential contests of the early 2000s. Ventura surveys controversies around voter purges, provisional ballots, long lines in targeted precincts, and the role of partisan officials administering elections. He highlights the risks posed by proprietary voting machine software, inadequate paper trails, and weak chain of custody procedures. The section collects testimony from technologists and auditors who advocate for voter-marked paper ballots, risk-limiting audits, open-source code, and robust public observation rights. Ventura contends that the appearance of fairness is as essential as fairness itself, because public consent relies on visible, verifiable processes. He recommends practical reforms that citizens can champion locally, including hand count audits in randomly selected precincts, uniform statewide standards, and nonpartisan election administration. Rather than framing disputes as purely partisan, the book treats election security as civic infrastructure, comparable to bridges and water systems. The message is direct and pragmatic. Transparent rules, auditable technology, and consistent oversight can reduce litigation, temper conspiracy claims, and rebuild trust across ideological lines. Lastly, corporate influence, Wall Street, and media consolidation, Ventura connects concentrated private power to public opacity. He argues that revolving doors between government and major industries, especially finance, defense, and energy, can shape policy in ways that are hard to scrutinize. The book revisits the financial crisis and bailout era to illustrate how emergency decisions move trillions with limited public detail, while central bank facilities operated with minimal sunlight at the time. He links this to the role of consolidated media, where a small number of owners control a large share of national outlets, potentially narrowing the range of debate and prioritizing advertiser-friendly narratives. Ventura does not claim that coordination is required for capture to occur. Rather, incentives and relationships can subtly steer coverage and policy choices. His prescriptions are structural: stronger disclosure of meetings and conflicts, longer cooling-off periods for regulators, rigorous investigative journalism, antitrust enforcement in media markets, and public media investment to diversify voices. By urging readers to follow the money and examine ownership, the book equips citizens to understand how economic power can amplify government secrecy and why transparency must also include private influence over public decisions. In conclusion, American Conspiracies is not a demand for blind belief. It is an invitation to verify. Readers who will benefit most include concerned citizens, students of history and public policy, journalists, activists, and anyone who senses that official narratives sometimes leave essential questions unanswered. Ventura offers a plain-spoken, wide-ranging guide to records, hearings, and patterns that recur across decades, along with practical steps for independent inquiry. The book can sharpen your critical reading, improve your ability to trace sources, and encourage healthy civic habits such as filing information requests, supporting open government reforms, and insisting on auditable public systems. Why choose this book over others on similar themes? Its value lies in breadth, clarity, and action orientation. Instead of drowning readers in jargon, it prioritizes accessible evidence, concrete recommendations, and a consistent standard for accountability regardless of party. If you want a starting point that turns skepticism into constructive oversight, this volume provides both a map of unresolved issues and a toolkit for how to pursue answers. If you would like to support Jesse Ventura, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, reading.